This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
We're very excited. We've got two lovely guests lined up. We're going to introduce them together, but then we're going to talk to them separately for a little while. So we have Beth Hammond and Liz Carrington. First of all, we're going to talk to Beth about her business, which is the Confidence Coach. And Beth, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
And we really would like to know a little bit more about what you do and how you are, how you came to be doing what you're doing today.
Sure, thank you. Well, I am the Confidence Coach, and I work with women on a one-to-one basis to help them really discover their inner confidence. So my general sort of clients who I'm working with at the moment are women who are perhaps running their own businesses, they're managing their own family commitments, and with that becomes a feeling of overwhelm at times, and that has a direct impact on their confidence. So my role really is to be their number one cheerleader, and I wholly believe that everybody is on the cusp of brilliance if only they are supported to believe that.
Yeah.
So that is my role.
You are so right, yes. And you must have seen some amazing transformations through your work, which must give you a great feeling inside.
Absolutely. I think the transition for me from somebody having the first inkling and idea to even contact me and be in touch with the idea that there is an ability to be able to change, for one, but actually to be able to support them through the whole process and guide them in a way that perhaps they haven't had experience of before, and challenge them in a way to think about their mindset and their environment and how that impacts their inner confidence so that they can live a life that's truly theirs. It's not about being an extrovert if that's not your natural disposition. It's about having that rock solid inner confidence that means whichever way the wind's blowing, you can stand strong knowing that you're okay with who you are.
And is this something that you can teach anybody, or do they have to have certain skills before you can actually develop them? Could you develop them from nothing?
I believe so, yes. I believe it is there has to be a willingness for somebody to want to see that something can be different. And as soon as you have that little inkling of light shining on the fact that they're is room for change, then you can run wild.
Are there certain things that women have always suffered from because they were women, and now they're sort of coming out into the open a lot more because they realise they can do the same as men?
Absolutely. I think it's a difficult time at the moment in some ways, because we women have historically been the ones who are perhaps looking after the home more, and now the transition is that we are the women who can have it all, and something has to give. Whatever you say yes to, something else is being said no to. So actually having it all is a very difficult place, and for many of my clients, when they have had perhaps a very successful corporate life before, they've then transitioned to having a family, and where their financial independence is now not their own, that has a large impact on how you feel as your as a confident woman, as an independent being, and that can curtail your ability to want to try other things. So
how would that actually affect somebody? How could you get over that? Because you can't obviously give them money to feel better, can you?
No, but there are a lot of techniques that I use. Comfort zone, which is a bit of a buzzword, I suppose, but it is about setting yourself new challenges where whatever you're doing in your daily life, you can push yourself to do something just slightly outside of the boundaries that you would normally go to. And that in itself just reminds you that you do have a capability to do things differently and to push yourself into a different space.
What sort of thing could you do if you've got a really busy lifestyle like a lot of women do? What sort of thing would be a challenge that you'd be able to do and you wouldn't feel, oh, I really want to do that but I haven't got time?
Well, time is a funny one. Our lives are governed by choice, and we are the ones who make those choices. So first of all, I would say if you don't have time, I would look at how you're spending that time and what you're choosing to fill your time with. We waste a lot of time. So that would be my first thoughts. And then it's about tweaking things. How much time are you devoting to things which actually aren't giving you the joy or encouraging you to be the person who you want to be? So select how you're spending that time with care.
And a lot of women lose touch, don't they, when they, you know, they're having their families maybe or taking time off from work and, you know, and they don't go back for years, they lose touch. So do you help them, you know, sort of say, well, actually, look at this. This is available to you. Because I remember from my experience thinking, well, I can't do that anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't. But actually, you can. I don't think you can have it all. I don't think anyone can have it all. No. But you can have a lot of it. Yeah. So you can help them.
It's choosing what's on your plate. I think that's the thing, is that we ages, phases and stages. I remember when I had my children and somebody said that to me, that it all changes, ages, phases and stages. And I think that's very true for us as individuals, that things are more relevant at different times of our life. And actually seeing our lives as opportunities for change is really exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I think women these days are really lucky to have women like you, the women that we have on the show, to be able to help other women. It's fantastic. What a great place to be. It's brilliant, isn't
it? Definitely. But it's still quite stressful when you've got to do stuff, because I find the more you take on, the harder it is to sort of do it as well as you could, because if you spread yourself too thinly, you think, oh dear, I didn't do that very well, and you start feeling you've let yourself down, and it's only really because you've just got so many things to juggle. But I don't know how you would get around that, really.
Well, dividing a list into the would like to's and the non-negotiables, there are some things which have to happen, and then there are a lot of other things that we would like to do, and there are other things that we carry around as the should do's. And being clear with our own boundaries about how we enable our time to be spread over things that we're not actually wholly needing to, I think is key. So in terms of stretching your own confidence, I think thinking about your own posture, your own environment, the words that you're talking in your to yourself, about yourself, within yourself is key. And knowing that actually we are all so much more capable than we often give ourselves permission for.
Yeah, definitely.
So be bold and brave.
Yeah. So let's bring in Liz now, because you two are working together now, aren't you?
Yes.
So did you know each other before, or you just met and
we met through school, actually. Our children were at the same school. And I worked with Beth, and I helped with some branding and some brand photography for Beth when she was launching as the confidence coach. And that's how we met.
Fantastic.
So you actually provide a visual side to what Beth does, really?
Yes, yes. So,
so you do photo shoots and things like that?
My background is in photography. I've been a photographer for 17 years. And more and more recently, I'm sort of working with businesses and brands on their visual strategy, because as we all know, we're surrounded by beautiful imagery all the time. So to really stand out and connect with your audience, you really have to have really beautiful imagery and brand visuals.
So what actually makes an amazing visual, and what does it achieve?
Well, it really depends on the business and the brand. I work with companies to really unpick what their stories are, because all businesses have stories that they need to tell. And storytelling is absolutely key to what I do. So it's not really what makes a beautiful photo so much as how it connects with the audience and whether it tells the story that the business or brand needs to tell.
And is it sort of photos and things that you really remember that because they're maybe funny, or you think, oh yes, you know, like adverts sometimes,
yes,
it's funny.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't really like the product, you remember it because you think, oh, that was really funny.
Yes,
so it has to be a little bit different than a couple of people standing talking to each other or something.
Yes.
Like in the old days.
There's a place for all sorts of different photography, really. I think because businesses are using social media such a lot, they need to be able to really create their own brand visuals in-house, because they need to be able to use visuals every single day on Instagram, Facebook, those kinds of things. So I also train, sort of go into teams and train marketing teams how to create those visuals and the video as well, which is huge now. We all need to get up to speed with video. And sort of train them on how to create those visuals for themselves and to tell the stories that they want to tell. and how to do that.
Has your job changed a lot since people started taking their own pictures on mobile phones and things like that?
Usually.
Yes, that must be quite difficult then, really.
Yes, well, it is and it isn't, because I think that, as I say, people are taking so many pictures now. I started out on film, so way back when, and it's obviously now all digital, and now everyone's got iPhones and can take really cracking pictures for themselves. So I've really just had to move with the times, and I really like to do lots of training myself to make sure that I'm really up to speed with what's going on. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things that we're creating. There's some staggering statistics around how many pictures are actually being created every moment, every minute. But yes, I mean, I've forgotten the question now.
Well, no, but actually, I think, as Alison was asking you about, you know, we can all take photographs, so it does make it you have to change and go with the times. But actually, you know, yes, we do take our own photographs. But for example, I took a photograph of something that I thought was fantastic, and yet a professional said to me, well, it looks like a corn on the cob, and it was an earring. And I thought, well, actually, that's when you need the professional. We can't all do everything, can we? And
no.
I think that's the mistake a lot of business people have. They think they can do everything.
Yes.
And they can't, so that's when they need to reach out to the expert.
I think it's key that all businesses and brands have a really strong image bank of kind of really on-point, on-brand imagery they can dip into when they need to, and that's one of the services I offer. But I also think it's really key that they have a strategy as to how they're going to be using the imagery across social media, their website, all the various places that they're sort of talking to their clients, their customers. But I think the fact that we've all got iPhones, it's great because we're all carrying around a camera and it's really high quality.
Yeah.
So it's more people that are enjoying photography, which I think is brilliant.
So let's talk about the business that you run together now and how this works and what you both contribute and what difference it's made to companies and things. Who'd like to start on this one?
Oh, I'll go for it. So, so Liz and I, like Liz had said, Liz helped me with my branding for when I launched as the confidence coach, and it became apparent that whilst I'm all about the motivation mindset training on excellent customer service and sales skills, Liz is all about pretty much exactly that but on the reverse. So it just seemed like a really brilliant meeting of minds, really, and an opportunity where we could come together and train and showcase business owners a curated how-to set of practical instructions that they could almost literally take away and run with to increase their sales and growth of their business. So We Are Propel was born, and we run a series of workshops. We've got some upcoming workshops on the 15th and 16th of May in Central Windsor, and we really are passionate about working on the internal mindset of a business owner to ensure that that is then being reflected through their visuals for their customer. So it's a double-sided story, if you like.
Yeah. So who came up with the name? Who came up with the name? I don't know what that was.
You're in the hot seat.
Well, yes, I just buzzed.
It was a joint effort.
It was a joint effort. We did come up with one, and then we felt that Propel
We
Are Propel.
We propel businesses further, faster. We thought it was sort of
it's catchy. A great name. It's a really great name.
Thank you.
So how successful has it been?
Well, we are propelling.
More than you thought you would?
We are going further, faster, and we're taking more people with us. So we have we launched at the beginning of the year, and we went in with a business to do some internal training, running a workshop there for a group of their independent sales team. And that was very, very, very well received. It really cut out the noise for them, I think, was the major feedback that we'd got, where there is so much information that is all accessible online and everybody has access to that now, but actually there's so much, the overwhelm is enormous. I just want to be told what to do.
Well, I do think if you're there on the day and you're sat down and you're listening, you can take so much more information in. You're not distracted by somebody walking in the room or And how long is the course for? Is the day, a couple of days?
It's a day, yeah, they're two standalone days. We're running two, they're consecutive dates, but they are actually standalone courses. So the first one is...
The first one is how to sell with killer confidence. That's Beth in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I'll be taking people through how to rock Instagram. Yeah. That's on the 15th of May. And on the 16th of May, Beth will be doing how to build bulletproof focus. And you'll come away with sort of an action plan. And I will be taking you through how to create kick-ass video in your business. Both things can be done on an iPhone as well, and everything can be edited and posted directly from your phone. So it's really trying to sort of save time and, like Beth said, to kind of cut out the noise so you're not spending hours and hours on YouTube trying to work out what it is you need to do and how to post things. And it's really creating that plan of action that you can take away and start on the very next day to grow your business.
Mm. And where are the courses being held?
The courses are going to be in Windsor.
Windsor. Yes. So if someone doesn't live near enough to come, can they sort of do it on something else
or
not?
This is the plan, that we're going to be taking stuff online and potentially be doing a few mini courses, sort of, you know, move around the country. We have grand plans. We will be propelling.
Well, I hope when your plans come into action, you'll come back and tell us all about it.
Yes.
Yeah, really interesting, actually.
That would be great.
It's so nice.
Myself, actually.
Yes. Mm. I think I'd like to recommend a few people to have coaching on photography and things, because
yes,
a number of pictures you just see people standing in a row, you know, and you think, what's the point of that? You know, it could be anything, and it's often they've been doing something quite interesting, but they don't do that interesting bit, and they just stand there in a row, and you think, why am I going to be interested in that?
And Instagram is so important for business, isn't it?
Yes,
exactly. Imagery is everything, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah. The statistics are absolutely staggering, the number of people that are buying through Instagram. Mm. It's being used in lieu of Google. It's a search tool now. People are looking for their holidays and they're looking for everything on Instagram as well.
So what about your contact details and website where people can find out more about what you do?
Sure, so our website is www.wearepropel.com. And we can be the courses can be booked directly through there. We've got an Eventbrite link on there, and obviously if anybody wanted to get directly in touch with us, if they've got any queries or questions or curious to find out more, please drop us a line and we'd be very happy to get in touch.
And do you want to say your business website?
Yes, so my confidence coaching business is www.beth-hammond.uk.
Right. And mine is Liz, I can't remember it now. ElevateWithLiz.co.uk, and you can find me on Instagram at ElevateWithLiz.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. We've been very entertained. It's been lovely.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.